Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We, of course, have been following the story and the incidents that have taken place in Myanmar and, of course, in Bangkok, in Thailand. And we wanted to find out on the ground what is really happening there. Well, Rabbi Nehemiah Wilhelm is a Chabad emissary in Bangkok, in Thailand, and we wanted to speak to him. Rabbi, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning by you, good afternoon by us already.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the beauty of it all. Yeah. First of all, is everybody okay around you?
Yeah, everyone is okay. Actually, it was a real, very strong earthquake, but, you know, Nisan is a month of miracles.
Exactly.
So
protected.
We had the merit to see the miracles. It was really unbelievable because only one building that's under construction collapsed completely, and there are still people buried there. There's a special delegation that came from Israel to help them here with their experience to find some people. But besides that, the whole city is really okay. You know, here and there you have some cracks in building, but no people injured, no people killed. So it's really a big miracle, Baruch Hashem.
It really is. The Israeli delegation, I would imagine, is coming there, but will it go into other areas, Myanmar as well, where there's more difficulty?
As of now, they will go to. They will stay just in Thailand. As Myanmar is, you know, they have like they have the revolution there. They have.
I know it's a very difficult.
Army Hunt that is,
yeah, it's a difficult
yeah, it's
region.
It's a very difficult place, and I'm not sure if they will go there. But they are here in Thailand, and they're doing a big Kiddush Hashem because many people are talking about the Israelis that came to help.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Which is very important.
Yeah. The other areas. Besides Bangkok, were there other areas in Thailand that were affected as well?
The earthquake was felt all over Thailand, all over from the north until Bangkok. In the south, they didn't feel it, but in the north, everybody felt it. But it's really miraculously that we didn't have any big damages, Baruch Hashem.
Obviously, you know, the first thing I think of, and I'm sure many people there who were around at that time think of, is the terrible tragedy around the tsunami. Does this have people that you've spoken to, does this bring back terrible memories for them? Take me through that.
Not really, because in the tsunami there wasn't the earthquake felt. The main problem was really the tsunami itself.
The water.
And I personally was by the tsunami. I was there.
Oh wow!
You know, for the first 10 days to help people, to identify bodies, unfortunately, to help the injured. So I was there. I was there a lot, but. Here I can tell you, I personally felt the earthquake. You know, I felt like I become dizzy. I didn't understand what's happening, and then I realized it's an earthquake. It's the first time in my life I feel such an earthquake. And
what time of day was it there when it happened?
It was noon, like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 1:20 or something.
So it's a busy time. Everybody's out and about, and this started happening.
It's a busy time. Actually, we're busy preparing for Pesach.
Sure.
We're going to have all over Thailand 12,000 guests in our store. I mean, all over Pesach.
12,000 guests. Over how many? How many Chabad?
We have six permanent Chabad houses, but we're going to, of course, make much more Zdorim. We're going to make each Chabad house will make 3, 4, 5 Zdorim and divide it into a few Zdorim. But we're going to have altogether, I believe, about 20, over 20 Zdorim.
Wow.
But yeah, you know, many Israelis are coming now after the army and after the whatever is happening in
Especially
Israel.
Especially now, just
coming.
To get
we
away.
Have, Yeah, right. We have every Shabbat last year, 4,000 or 5,000 people in Thailand.
That's
So it's
insane. Well,
really,
somebody said a little bit earlier as a joke, they said there's more Israelis in Thailand than in Tel Aviv. But I see that now I
You know,
understand the reason for the
one of
joke.
the Thai people here, one of the Thai people here asked me how many Israelis are there. I told him about 10 million. I said, no, not in Thailand. In general, how many Israelis are there? They're sure that
That's
Israel is
amazing.
the biggest country in the world.
Right. Well, it must be because it's a popular place. But that's incredible. 12,000 people for Sidurim. It is. It's a, and how do you like? What do you do? Because I mean, obviously, there's different levels and different ability and minhagim. And what do you do? Just how do you manage it?
First of all, logistically, it's already a few months we're working on it to arrange containers from Israel, to arrange shochtim to come and shech the chickens for all of them, and all the logistics. But in the Seder itself, it's really a very, very special Seder, because when you have, like 800 people or 1,000 people sitting in one Seder, so you really need to know how to run it. I pick up every table of 20, 30 people together to read every part of the Haggadah. It becomes like a competition who is reading better. And we sing together, so it's really very nice. And we're trying to bring in the atmosphere of all kind of backgrounds and minhagim. And the main thing is we try to have everyone feel really at home, to feel the atmosphere of a big Seder, but also of a family Seder.
Just incredible. That's it's Kibbutz Galiot happening in Thailand.
Mamash,
It's
yes. And it's so nice
absolute,
to see the unity,
yeah,
because I think it's one of the
fantastic.
only places you see people from right and left, more from, less from, everyone together, and it's beautiful. It's really nice to see Am Yisrael at its best.
Really is. I just wish we could bottle that and sprinkle it a little bit
Yeah,
over other parts of the
right.
world. Rabbi Nechemia Wilhelm Chabad Emissary in Bangkok, in Thailand. Thank you for speaking to us about the earthquake, but also just to get a sense of what is happening there over Pesach. 12,000 people at the Sidurim. It is just something remarkable. It is 8:28. Give me your thoughts on that. 618-951-0019.